This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Business with Nonutando Mthonto Mlambo. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Fridays, 6 to 7 p.m. on Power 98.7.
1923 on Power Business. In our next conversation, we are speaking to Brand Africa, and that's after they released the 13th list of the most admired brands on the continent there. And that's would have seen, you know, the likes of MTN coming up. Aliko Dangote, we spoke about him last week. He opened a refinery in Nigeria. And joining us to really unpack some of the insights here and help us to contextualize, you know, this list of Africa's most admired brands is Tebe Ikala, the founder and chairman at Brand Africa. Tebe, good evening. Always a pleasure.
So much, and good evening to you, Nolton.
Wonderful, Tebe. Maybe we can start off by contextualizing the survey. Help us understand, you know, who's been surveyed, where from, so we can really understand what we're talking about here.
So we started the Brand Africa 100 study in 2011. And what I was trying to do then, I was trying to just get a barometer of how Africans are doing in terms of creating their own brands and consuming their own brands, and most importantly, also supporting their own brands. And we started it up then. It was a omnibus study with about 8 countries, and about 3 or 4 years later, I went to 11 countries. But now where we are, it's 32 countries in the continent, covering every single economic region. And all those 32 countries collectively, they account for about 85% of the population of the continent, as well as 85% of the GDP. So it is truly, It is the only Pan-African study, the only reference widely everywhere else in the world in terms of an understanding of brands in the continent. What we do, we survey consumers age 18 plus across the continent, and we use mobile because mobile gets us to places, and mobile gives us the reach that we couldn't do when we started off as face to face, and then we went in an omnibus, and then now we are fully mobile.
That's wonderful, Tebe. So let's talk about, you know, some of the insights that you would have gained this year. And I'm wondering if you can also help us understand, you know, when a brand is admired, what does that mean?
And it's such an interesting question, because when people look at the list and they say, in the top 100, you've got Ferrari. Do you want to tell me that Africans are driving Ferraris? And you've got Louis Vuitton and Gucci. Do you want to tell me that's what these people are so rich? Where do they do it? And, you know, having been to every country in the continent, I've learned some things about these brands. Mm. And, you know, I'll see somebody wearing a Louis Vuitton upside down. I'll see Gucci shoes and the G's facing whoever they want to face. <'Cause>, you know, I see all these brands. And then I get an understanding that what admiration means. Admiration does not necessarily mean consumption. Mm. It also does not mean affordability. It just means it's the brand that speaks to me. Gotcha. It's a brand whose story I can relate to. If I had money, that's the brand I would buy. Mm. And maybe there's a small minority, who actually do buy those brands. So that's what admiration. Admiration is pure emotional attachment or resonance with a brand, and not necessarily what they can afford or what they are consuming or what they even own. And that's why you get to see in the list that you've got about 10% of the list are brands that you look at and you say, yeah, Gucci, Dolce, Ferrari, Africans are rich. Mm-hmm. So what we've learned over the years is we've learned that in a 10-year study, because what we then did, we then looked back 10 years and said, let's just look back 10 years. What can we conclude about this study? And we looked at it, and we arrived at a conclusion that only 20% of the brands that Africans admire are made in Africa. So we've learned that there is still a strong attachment to non-African brands. And because they've been in the continent longer, they've got the resources, they've invested both in the infrastructure as well as in our hearts and minds in the continent. That's what we just take out of that. And of course, the second part of it is when it comes to the biggest categories being the consumer and the electronics are among the bigger categories that Africans put their money in.
So Zibina, let's speak about, Aliko Dangote, because this is a human being. So, I mean, we've spoken about Gucci, we've spoken about Louis Vuitton, those Ferrari, for instance, but a human being, it's very interesting because even if you had money, you couldn't buy Dangote. So I'm very keen to find out what it means, you know, for him to be on this list or his name to be on the list.
By the way, Gucci, Ferrari, Louis Vuitton, those are also people. It's just that they've been dead for a long time.
Yes.
But, you know, if you go to Nigeria, I don't know if you've been to Nigeria, mm-hmm. and you go into the marketplaces, mm-hmm. and you get to see something quite interesting. You get to see where they're selling Dangote cement or Dangote mm-hmm. flour or Dangote oil. Sometimes they'll have a picture of Dangote. Because I think what we've also learned is there's a relatability that people have. So when they say this, oh, Dangote, he's one of us, you know, he's from us. It's a brand they can relate to. And I think it's so beautiful from even the African mm-hmm. continent that you can have somebody like Teppo Jeans name a brand after his name, Teppo, yes. a name that we can relate to mm-hmm. and we understand. Or a Dangote, we can name a brand Dangote. Mm-hmm. And a name that if you're Nigerian, you can, but actually broadly, if you're African, you can relate to the name. And if you travel around the continent, you then get to see wherever they are building, wherever they're consuming, they'll be a Dangote. Remember, it's the biggest cement brand out of the continent.
Very interesting there, Tebe. Let's talk about now financial services. Now, Standard Bank, that's the oldest bank on the continent, rather. That's coming quite top. Talk to us about that.
Well, Standard Bank was about 160 years old, and it's in quite a number of countries, and it's in different formations. It's either Standard or Standard Bank. But when we look at the brands, we collectively look at Standard Bank Group. So however name it is, as long as it uses that Standard Bank brand and the colors and the name. So it's quite interesting what's happened this year in terms of catapulted to the top, you know, outpacing a brand like GT Bank, which has been around the rankings for quite a bit. Standard Bank has always been the rankings, I think, in the top 10. But when we look at financial services, the most admired top 25 financial services brand, Standard Bank has just done amazingly this year. We can understand there's presence, so there's accessibility. There's communication, there's a consistency of the communication across the continent. I think there's also been quite an enhanced communication from Standard Bank with their new campaign, it can be, I think it's about 2 years or so. So they've constantly invested in building the brand in the country and in the continent, certainly.
Now, I don't have much time left, but I'm keen to find out from you, what do you wish brands knew most about African citizens, consumers, people that you now, you know as a result of carrying out the survey for 13 years?
So that's the question, what do I know?
I'm wondering, what do you wish brands knew about African consumers? You know,
I think brands need to know. They need to learn from what an MTN has done, which is mm-hmm. the number one most admired African brand and the number one brand that cares for people and environment. You look at a brand like Safaricom and M-Pesa. You look at a brand Ethiopian Airlines, what you learn about those brands is that those brands are very transformational. Mm-hmm. They change people's livelihood, people's lives. They empower people to reach their personal goals. I mean, whether it's an M10 which is to connect, or Ethiopian Airline, which is to move from place to place. She's the biggest airline in the out of the continent now. Mpesa, which took people from 6% access to financial services in 2006 to 70% in 2010. Enabling ordinary areas to be able to transfer safely in the urban areas. I think what brands need to know about African consumer is wants two things. One, they want the brand to enable them to reach their goals, but most importantly, they want a consumer also is stage now where punish a brand if a brand does not make a difference in their lives. So brands a difference as well in people's lives.
Wonderful, Tebe. Thank you so much for your time and these insights. A very valuable conversation this evening. Thank you so much. That was Tebe Ikalafeng, founder and chairman at Brand Africa, speaking to us about, the current most admired brands on the African continent. 1832, slightly late for Power News headlines. Baron Lazibond is on standby.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.